Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Maybe Maui will be recovering for UNC's visit in 2024. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Of all the places around the world that basketball took him, Roy Williams liked Maui the best. Not liked, loved. Perhaps because he grew up in a poor family where there weren't as many sunny days, or Roy couldn't believe all the places he saw from the job Dean Smith gave him as a $2,700 part-time assistant coach. Maui showed him beautiful beaches with bright blue water, scenic sunrises and sunsets, majestic mountains and luscious inland. And, of course, the big-time basketball in a small gym, but with ESPN televising all the games back home from as much of a brilliant background view as we'll ever see. With hundreds of people dead and many more expected from the horrific fires that spread so quickly, Williams must be ultra-sad about what happened in his paradise. It is hard to believe Maui and the town of Lahaina will be rebuilt enough to hold the annual Invitational on Thanksgiving week. Look for the 2023 event to be moved to Honolulu or Las Vegas, where it went during COVID in 2021 and would draw bigger crowds and maybe get more TV money from ESPN. For the teams, it is still a business trip, and this year's entry is Gonzaga, Kansas, Marquette, Purdue, Syracuse, Tennessee, UCLA, and host school Chaminade will not be able to experience it in the right context or lend a helping hand while over there. Next year will be the Tar Heels' first time back since Roy retired, and you bet he and Wanda will be on the trip. Perhaps they are already giving to the recovery effort. Carolina usually goes every 4 years and has brought home four Maui championship surfboards, three before winning NCAA titles at the end of those seasons, 2004, 2008, 2016, when point guards Raymond Felton, Ty Lawson, and Joel Berry II were the respective tourney MVPs. The Tar Heels have been in the event 8 times, tied with Arizona for the most, and have an overall record of 22-4, second only to Duke's 19-1 in 6 trips. Next year's field will also include Auburn, Colorado, Dayton, Iowa State, Memphis, Michigan State, and UConn, UNC's opponent, on opening day, November 25th. Hopefully, it will have given the Valley Isle enough time to start rebuilding from this heartbreaking tragedy. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.